We on Daf Lamed Beis Hamed Aleph. I'd just like to mention one ha'ara before we go further. We had learned yesterday the Gemara had asked Akasha. It says in the Mishnah in Malkis, Elein Aloikin Abo Alachaisai. So it seems there's Malkis. And in our Mishnah it says, Elo Naris Sheyesh Lam Knas. There's Knas. And we have a klal, ein leikin mishalem, that you don't get malchus and pay knas also. That was the Gemara's kashe. And on this kashe, Ula answered that be'emesin mamoyne mishalem milke loyloki. So whenever there's knas, there's no malchus. The mchi of mamin pates the malchus. And that's what it says, Elohein Aloikin is speaking about a case where there is no knas. It's speaking about a boigris that there's no knas. That is what we had learned yesterday. I'd like to mention there's a moiridike ha'ore that's brought down in the Hakdome of the Pnei Yeshua from his son-in-law, Rabberish. Rabberish had asked a kasha na gemore. Rabberish had said he has two kashas. One kasha he said a teret. One kasha lives with a kasha. And Rabbi Kevege wanted to say a common teret on both kashas. Rabberish asked a kasha as follows. It says, in Taisvis in Yevomis Dafnun Tesamid Beis, Taisvis in Yevomis Dafnun Tesamid Beis says that even though we have a ribui limudim that harok gemar bie, that is dafke by Surya Rayis, but by Knas, there's no chi of Knas by Haro. There's only a chi of knas by gemar bir. That's what Taisva says. He says knas is different than all the suri arroyis, and the chi of knas is only by gemar bir. And now Taisva also has a problem. Taisva says, so if we will say that Haro is achnosos haTorah, so it comes out how is a chayich knas with achnosos haTorah? She becomes a beule. So how was the Chayef, the Chi of Knas? So Taisvis answers, the Bahochi Chayve Rachmone Hoyol Ubebile Zu Nasis Beule. He says, since in this Bia she became a Beule, even though the Shas Chiyuv of Knas is the Gemar Bia, but since in this Beile she became a Beule, so there's no Ptur of Psula Velay Beule and Yechayev Knas. Al koponim, that is what Taisva says in Dafnun Tesamet Beis in Yevomis. So Rabberish had asked as follows. Our Gemara had a problem. Here it says in the Mishnah, Eilo Naris Yeslam Knas. And there it says in the Mishnah, Eilo Ein Haloikin. We have a klal in Loikin Mishalem. So Rabberish asked Amira de Kekashe. He doesn't have any problems. Eilo ein aloikin, sinis ye make haro, by chayve krisis, ye chayve malchus. So eilo ein aloikin, with the haro, there's no chayve moment, there's no chayve knas, there's a chayve malchus, he get malchus. By the gemar bia, he's chayve knas. So, what's the problem? He under the, both mishnah yishtim. The chi of Malkis comes with the Haro, and the chi of Knas comes with the Gemar Bia. So it's Loikin or Mishalmin, and there's no problem. This Kasha Rabberish asked. And this Kasha Rabberish said, Interessante Teretz. Rabberish said that, that's true. That Eila in Aloikin, Yechayiv Malkis for the Haro. But he says, but by the Gemar Bia, there's also a Chi of Malkis. That means the bia, a bia vachoisoi. So napshat is by the gemar bia, there's nothing. This is a hamshoche, this is a continuation of bia sachoisoi. It's one big maise bia. And on gemar bia, there's also a chiyav malkis. Why isn't there chiyav, not two chiyav, but it's one big chiyav malkis. That means if he would have been poirish by the hara, so it'd be chayav malkis. For the hara, but he wasn't Pirish by the law, he continues the bia. So it's one big maise bia that is a chi of malkis mitzad the gemar bia also. No, there's a chi of malkis mitzad the gemar bia. So that's just the gemar is kasha. So the chi of malkis by the gemar bia should point to the chi of knas. That's just the gemar is kasha. That's what Rabberish answered. He says, so that's good. In the gemar is kasha, it's very good. What was Ula's Peretz? Ula's Peretz was that, no, Mamayne Mishalem Milke Loiloki. Mamayne Mishalem Milke Loiloki. So Mamayla, so Ula said as follows. So our Mishnah is very good. Our Mishnah is speaking about a Nare. So Mamayla, there's a Chiyav moment. So the Chiyav moment, part is the Chiyav Malkus. The problem is the Mishnah in Makis that says it's a Chiyav Makis. So he says, no, the Mishnah in Makis is speaking about a Boigres. That was Ulas Peretz. Frekt Raberish, the same type of Kash. He says, there's no problem, Ula. Why do you have to make two Kimtis? Both Mishnayis are speaking about Anare. When he made the Haro, there's a chi of Malkis. So there's no moment in Mishala Bilka Loiloki, there's no chi of moment. And later, by the Gemar Bia, so if I can't, the Gemar Bia, so we just said before that the chi of Malkis part is the chi of moment. That's if you hold Milka Loki, Mamayin Alay Mishalem. But Ula told us, the Cheshbon is Vaker, that Mamayin Mishalem, Milka Loi Loki. So by the Gemar Bia, even though there's a Chi of Malkis, it's one big Chi of Malkis, but by the Gemar Bia, there's a Chi of Momen also, so the Chi of Momen patas the Chi of Malkis of Gemar Bia. So that's why Yechayim Knas on the Gemar Bia. Malkis, Yechayim for the Haro. This Kasha Raberish asked. And the Etzim, on these two Kashas, I would just like to say over what Rabbi Kevega wanted to fa'emfa on both Kashas. He fa'emfas both Kashas with one Teret. We had mentioned before, Taisvus and Yevomis has a problem. Taisvus and Yevomis said, if we'll say that the Chi of Knas is Chal Bigmar Biyah, and if we will say that Haro is Achnosas HaTorah, so how are you Mechuyiv Knas? By Gmar Biyah, you boil a bullet. So Taisva says, Hoyel Ube Be'ile Zu Nasis Bule, since she became a Be'ule in this Biyah, so Memelev. So Memele, so this Be'ule does not Pata the Chi of Knas, because in this Be'ile, she became a Be'ule. So Rabbi Kevega understood, what does Taisus mean to say? Taisus means to say as follows. Taisus means to say, Behochi Chai Ve'rachmone. That means that every Chi of Knas, since the Chi of Knas is Chal Bigmar Biye, so Memele, and it's not shaykh to make a Gemar Biye without a Haro, so since he was the one that made the Haro, the Ma'anis made the Haro, so Behochi, so even though the Chi of Knas is Chal Bishas Gemar Biye, but it's a Gemar Biye in a Bu'ule that he made. So Memele, so since he made her for a Bu'ule, so that doesn't pater his chiyuv. So Rabbi Kevega says, in other words, he says, let us imagine for a minute what would be if someone else would make the Haro and he would make the Gemar Biye. So then his zicha would be pater on Knas because he's being boil a Bu'ule. No, pshat is, abahochi chayve rachmone, that the Torah said, since in this bila, and you are the one that made the bila, you are the one that made her a ba'ula, so the hara, your hara made her for a ba'ula, so your chayiv knas, even though b'shas the chayiv knas, she's a ba'ula lady. So b'kitza, the hara, which makes her for a ba'ula, so since he was the one that made the hara, so this doesn't pata the chayiv knas. So Rabbi Kivegir says, but if there's a halacha of kedei rishosai means mishum risha achas ata mechayve vita mechayvoi mishum shtei rishis. That means a person cannot be responsible for two chiyuvim. So he says, just like a chiyuv momen, if we hold milke loki momoine loy mishalem. So just like a chiyuv momen cannot be chal if there's a chiyuv malkis. So hu adin, a tnai in the chiyuv momen can also not be chal if now he's chayiv malkis. That means the only reason he's chayiv to pay for the gemar biya is because he was the one that made the haro, even though he's making a gemar biya in the ba'ula. But since your haro made her for a ba'ule, so memele, so your haro is not a poita. Your haro cannot be a poita. So that means his chiv knas on the gemar bia comes about because he was the one that made the haro. So his, since he was the one that made the haro, so that's why he's not poter on the gemar bia. It's not called that he was ma'anis a ba'ule. But if there's a klal, that ein adam loike mishalem, that means if I get an einish malkis from what I'm doing, so it cannot be chal on me any other chiyuvim, the einish malkis patas all other chiyuvim, so the tnai ha-chiyuv of haro can also not be a tnai l'chayv. So I'm not responsible for the haro that I'm getting malkis for it already. You're giving me an einish malkis for the haro. So if you give me an einish malkis, I cannot be responsible another chiyuv because of this haro. The only reason I'm a chayiv bigmar biya on the knas is because I made the haro. So the haro is a tnai in the chiyuv knas of bigmar biya. And since I'm being nenash on the haro with malkis, so memela you can't put another, I can't be obligated for this haro, a chiyuv momen. So memela, so Rabbi Kivegir says, memela is for emphat the first kasha of Rabberish. The Gemara had a problem. The Gemara had a problem as follows. The Mishnah in Malkis says, Eilein aloike na bo'ala chaysa. You get Malkis if you're bo'ala chaysa. Our Mishnah says, Eilein arish yeshlam knas. You pay. So the Gemara says, it can't be. Either you get Malkis or you pay. And Eilein aloike mishalem. So Rav Beresh, the son-in-law of the Pnei Yeshua, asked the Kasha. He says, I understand everything. Eilein aloike, you get Malkis for the haro. The haro na chayso is mechayiv malkis, and the knas is for the gemar bia, like Taisu says in Yevomis. So Rabbi Kivegir says, if you're gonna give him malkis for the haro, so you're giving him an oynish for the haro, so the haro cannot be a tnai in the chiyuv of knas. So you can't say that I'm a chuyiv in the, a knas on the gemar bia because I made her for a bula. I'm not achroi for what was done in the haro achiyev momen because I'm being nenash on the haro achiyev malkis. So that goes in ein odom loike mishalem. So well, that was the gemara's kasha. So since he's getting malkis on the haro, so he's not responsible for the haro. So he can't be chayev knas on the gemar bia. That is on the first kasha of Rav Beresh. And on the second kasha of Rav Beresh, what was the second kasha of Rav Beresh? Rav Beresh asked, what did Ula say? Ula said, Mamayna Mishala Milke Loiloki. That when there's Momen in Malkis, so the Momen part is the Malkis. Fine. So Rabberish asks, so Ibezoi, he understands both Mishnais beautifully. That the Mishnah and Malkis, both of them can be speaking about he was Manas and Narem. And the Mishnah Malkis says he gets Malkis for the Hero. And our Mishnah says that he pays Momen for the Gemar Bia. Because on the Gemar Bia, even though he's also a Baal HaChoysa, but there's a Klal, Mamayna Mishale, Milke Leiloki. So Rabbi Kevegir Tain is that he says that, but the whole Chiyuv Momen of the Gemar Bia is only because he made the Hero. And if you're gonna give him, so the Chiyuv Momen is dependent on the Hero. So Memeli can't get Malkis, so you can't give him an Oynish of Malkis on the Hero if the Halach is Mamayna Mishalim Milke Loiloki. So Memeli, so the Chiyuv Momen of Gmar Bia should part of the Chiyuv Malkis of the Hero. So that's what the Gemara had to say, that it's speaking about by a Boigris, that is no Knas. That's Rabbi Kivegas Teretz. I would just like to mention one shtickle ha'ore. This whole shtick teure is built on Teisves Kashe. Teisves asked, if ha'ro is achnosis ha'tore, so then we have a problem, so she's a be'ule b'shask ma'biye, so Teisves has a Teretz, mochichai v'rachmone, and then we have this whole shtick teure. But if you hold haro as neshike, so then the problem doesn't begin. Then there's no problem. So the Gemar Bia is an absula. So I don't know if ula holds, if there's a ula that holds haro as achnosos hatore, then it's very good Rabbi Kevegas teret. But there's a tzad that Haro is neshike, so then l'chayre, the whole cheshbon doesn't stim. Let us go further in the Gemara. Alma kesava ule, kol heiche de ike momen o malkis, that ule holds whenever there's momen and malkis, momoine mishaleim milke leiloki. That the chiev, that is a din kederish, also you can't get two onshim, so he pays the momen and he doesn't get malkis. Menolei leulaho. So the Gemara says, how does Ula know this, that the momen part is the malkis? So the Gemara says, goma michayvul bechaveiroi. He learns out from chayvul bechaveiroi. Ma chayvul bechaveiroi de ike momen o malkis. Chayvul bechaveiroi. If someone hits someone else, there's a lav of la Yosef, which is chayiv malkis. And there's a chayiv momen. And what does it say in the Torah? It says in the Torah, if a person is chayvul b'chaveri, he pays. There's momen and malkis, momen and mishalim, milke loiloki. So I make a mamatzinu, af kol heicha de'ike, momen and malkis, momen and mishalim, milke loiloki. So the Gemara says, listen here, you can't make a mamatzinu from chayvul b'chaveri. Kol ha'Torah kula is not similar to chayvul b'chaveri. Mala, so the Gemara, we'll just give a shtickle akdoma, the Gemara is mesupik, this din, that, mamayne mishalim milke loiloki, is this a chumre, or is this a kula? That means this din, that we were boicher tashlumei momen over the einish of malkis, is this a chayma? By other people, yesh lecha adam shememayne chavavol of migufay. So memela for him to have to pay, it's shreklech, it's a chayma. So memela, this is a chayma, memayne mishalim milke leiloki. Let other people, yesh lecha adam shememayne chavavol of migufay. So he can get away with money, is doch givaldik. So it's a kula. So the Gemara says, whatever, however you'll understand, the halacha of mamayna mishalim milke leiloki, if it's a chumra or a kule, I have a pircha on your limut. If you'll say that mamayna mishalim is a chumra, so I'll say, so maybe this chumra is only by chayvul b'chaveiroi. Malo chayvul b'chaveiroi, shekein chayv b'chamish advor. So I'm ready to chayma by chayvul b'chaveiroi. He gives one zetz, he's chayv, sheves, nezek, ripui, boishes, tzar, I mean, we don't find such, it's like a gemal b'kechayma, by makke behayma, you just pay for the nezek. There's no, all these tashlumim you have to pay. There's a gemal b'kechayma, by chayvul b'chayma, you have to pay chamisha dvorim. So could be, by chayvul, just like the Torah was machmir, that you have to pay chamisha dvorim, the Torah was also machmir that v'moyne mishale milke leiloki. But Stamazoi, by the Chi of Knas, it could be, there I don't say this Choyma, that Mamoyne Mishal and Milkeloy Loki. The E Mamoyne Likul, and if we will assume that being able to get away with paying money is a Kula, so by Choyvo Bachavere it says a Kula, that you don't get Malkish, you get away with paying money. So I'll tell you, because chayvul b'chaveira is a gringer alav, shkein huta mikloloi bebezden. It's huta mikloloi bebezden. So memele, so that it's a gringer alav. So that's why the Torah was mekel. You don't have to get malkish, you can get away with paying money. But baal achoisei, which is not a gringer alav, that's an ernst alav, which is not huta mikloloi. So Mamela over there could be there you give him the Chaymer Adin, you give him Malkus, and he can't get away with money. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Chayvul b'chaveira ike Malkus to Lo Yosef. There's a love of Lo Yosef. Umamoyne Mishalem. Kidachsiv Shifte Yitain. You pay Shabbos. Afilu Asra Beinami. Afilu there was Asra. Before he wanted to hit someone, there were masrim. Listen, if you're gonna hit him, you're gonna get malchus. Is nami malvila lakama bishmaitin behedjala tashlumim that what that mamoinim mishalim milke loiloki. So we learn that over there, that moment part is malchus. So it says, malachayvu bachabere dinu lidim bemomin shahu chomomi malchus. And yes, boy, chaymer acha. Chayvul has another chaymer. Shechay bachmisha dvorim, nezek, tzah, ripu, shabbos, aboishes. Vim amoyne lekulohu, vim taima momen kalmin amalkis. Momen is gringer than malkis. Vain zu tshuve shehi shavnut. I said a terrace, you know why there you pay momen? Because it's chamisha dvorim. The koshkin baume. Maze shechomol is chay bachmisha dvorim. Obo nidoin bekale shebishnei chiyuvim shebehem. So there, the love is not a temikloloi. So could be that you don't say this kula of mamoina mishalem. Now I had a shtikel ha'ore on this gemore. It bothered me very much. The more I found the biches avrom is the kasha. The Gemara says that, the love of La Yosef is Hutamikloli. It's a gringer love. Hutamikloli, it's a bezin. I don't understand this. The love of, what is the touch of La Yosef? There's a love to bezin when you're giving him malchus. Don't be moisef another. You're giving him, I'm beating him up. I'll give him another. Another that he'll remember for the next time. No, chas v'shalom. So the Isser is a Haisofer. That means, Memesin, the Gemara makes a Kabochim. So Madoch, there's a mitzvah to hit him. Von deswegen, you're not allowed to hit him more than the Chiyav is. So Madoch, give us time. They go over and hit a Yid. Azicha oimah the love of La Yosef. But the love of La Yosef is to hit a Yid when there's no purpose in hitting. Then there's a love. But that what Bezdin hits him, that what Bezdin gives him Malkis, Pshad is, the Torah was matter the Issa of La Yosef. There's no, the whole Issa of La Yosef is not allowed to be Moisef on the Chiv. But the Chiv, there's no Issa whatsoever. It's not Pshad is there's an Issa, not allowed to hit a Yid. There's no such law. There's a law you're not allowed to, when he's not Mechuyiv to get it, You're not allowed to hit him. That's the law. So if he's mechuyev 39 malkis, I'll give him a 40th malka because he's not mechuyev in that. So the iser is a sofer. I'll give a bad marshal. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Hayoshen b'shmini loike. That a person who sleeps in the sukkah, shmini atzeres, he should get malkis, he's over bal taisef. So sleeping in the sukkah, you're over bal taisef. Fine. So I'll say, you know, the love of bal taisef was huta mikloloi, because you're allowed to sleep the 7 days. So you see, you're over bal taisef when you sleep the 8th day. So I'll say, so gringa love, because you can sleep 7 days in the sukkah. So out of 7 days, there's no way suffer. The iser is to be moisiv on the mitzvah. That's the love of lois isiv. So memela, so the 8th day, that's when you're doing the tzuras aveira by sleeping in the sukkah. I sleep in the sukkah all 7 days. I'm not being moisiv on the mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah. So the same thing of lois isiv by a shliach bezin, you're not allowed to be moisiv on the chiyav hakor. That's the love. But the hakor that bezin is mechuyev to give him, that's not, there's a kul in the lav. There's no chetz of lav in ganzen. Okay, let's go a little further. So abal kapodim, the Gemara does say this. The Gemara says that that if you learn moment is a chaymel, so chayvel v'chaber is v'chomot, chay v'chamish advom, if moment is a kula, so Chayvul Kuberu is killed because Huta Bikloli Eitzel Bezen. So you can't learn that from Chayvul Bechaberu. Elagoma me Eidim Zaymime. You learn that from Eidim Zaymime. Ma Eidim Zaymime dike momen o malkis. Eidim Zaymime des momen o malkis. Des alav of leisane. Des vasisam loika shezomam lasis lochit. Is mamayne mishalem milke loyloki? So they're also the same thing. If they said the chayv masayim zuz, so they pay masayim zuz, and they don't get malkus. Of course, so we see that the momen patas the malkus. Of course, heichadik a momen a malkus. Mamayne mishalem milke loyloki. So mamela, we learn now from Eidim Zaymimim. So the Gemara says, I have a pirche. If we say a moment is a chumre, so I'll tell you, Eidim Zoymim is a very chumre dikizah. I'll tell you another chumre by Eidim Zoymim, that they get an oynish without hasro. We never find such a thing b'chol ha-teir kulan, that someone should get an oynish without hasro. So Eidim Zoymim is very chumre. So that's why there's another chumre. B'mayne mishalim. V'imamayne lekulu, shekein leyosu maiset. It's a gringer lab. They didn't do anything. So that's why on this lab, they can get away with an oynish moment. But, a lab, sheyesh by maise, could be the yiftetake be nanish and oynish aguf. So you can learn from Eidim Zaymim either. And for the Gemara, le gomar mitavayu. Ula learns out from Chayvul bechaveiroi and Eidim Zaymimim. Ma atzad ha-shove shebem. And by both these cases, the Ike Momen or Malkis, Momoyne Mishalem Milke Loiloki, Avkol Heichad Ike Momen or Malkis, Momoyne Mishalem Milke Loiloki. So here atzad ha-shove, finished. Frek de Gemore, Ma atzad ha-shove shebem, sheken yesh bem tzad chomu, exactly what's pshat in the Gemara's pirche, we will see in Taisvus. But let us see first Rashi. Elo goma meidim zoymimim, bamematzin, dike momin, de kashe zoman, o malkis, to leisane, momoine mishalem, le kame yalof lo bishmaiten, da beidim zoymimim yipay momin, sheken in tzrichan asro, vene noshim, is an einish be misoy be malkes oy be momim. The mitzvah Rashi says the kasher zomam is also an einish. So there's an einish in the avopi. Okay? The all these einshim, the edim zaimimim are nenash without asro. But dinu so that's a choyma. But dinu sheidayne bechmure yiketarti. So if there's two einshim, you give them the chamadik einish. ואם המיינה כולו, אשכם באמצעד הקל, ודינו שדוינו בקל, סגרים גרעה לאף, שכן לא יעשו מייסה, אלא בדיבור הבאומה מיינשי. מתאוויו, so we'll learn that from both. כי פרחס, מה לא חייבו בחברו, שכן חייבו חמישה דבורם, אידם זוים יחיכו. מה לא אידם זוים ממים, שכן אין צריך לנסרו, חייבו יחיך. בכל זאת עדים. Let us see the last two Tosfos. Ve'ima moine kulo. He says, the Gemara at a tzad, let's say we have to chayvel b'chaveire. The Gemara at a tzad, that could be this din, that that you give momen, is a kula. That means you can get away with a momen. There's a chi of malkis, there's a chi of momen, and the pair was Michael. You can get away with a momen. Factoisvis the imtaima is guri iska. So he's fadining. That means like this. Let's say, he's a chayvul b'chaveris. Really, he's chayv malkus. He's a very chayv malkus. And you can get away with paying money. That means he fadins. Where do we see such a thing? If a person is chayiv in an einish chamo, he can get away with a gringer einish. Shenidim bekale, doch he post perik an isrof and gabibishin is chayiv shtein mises. If a person became a chuyiv a misa kale and a misa chamure. So you'll give him the misa kale? Because he did another way, we'll give him a gringer a misa. I mean, he's chayiv malkis. So Taisha says here there's another factor. That means if you'd only be looking and we want to punish the chayvul, so then you have a very good kasha that, why should he fadin and he's chayiv malkis? But there's another factor, the nechbal lost money. So mitzad the chesoren hanechbal, the Torah said that the chayvul is gaining, but al kaponim the nechbal shouldn't be nechsa. The chos rachmona amamayne shel nechbal. Iskan shayel aben. So that's very good by chayvul b'chaveiroi. But the Gemara has the tzad by edim zaymimim also. Mamoina lekule. Now over there, there's no chos rachmone a mamoina of the baldova, because Edom Zaymimim, they said he owes Masayim Zuz. He didn't pay a penny. Kashazomim lasis lochiv. That means two Edom came to Bezen and they said that Reuven owes Masayim Zuz, right? Bezen Paskins, he owes Masayim Zuz. Then they're mazim the Edom Zaymimim. So memele, so what happened over here? The Edom Zaymimim, Achayim Malkis, Lysan. They said Edom Sheket. And they can get away by giving him Masayim Zuz. Now over here, the Reuven never lost Masayim Zuz. He never lost. He just said he's Chayim Masayim Zuz. Va'av al pi kain, they get away with Masayim Zuz. So what pshat by Edom Zaymimim? This is the only estakasha by Chayvul. So I found, Baruch Hashem, the Maram Shif is Ma'oira, this Shaila, by Edom Zaymimim, and the Maram Shif wants to say as follows. Be'emesin, there's a Taisvis in Bobakamed of Daladamed Beis. Like this, we have a klal that, kasher zomam v'loy kasher oso. That means as follows. If Edom said Reuven is chayiv misa, and they were mazim them, you kill them. But if Edom said that Reuven is chayiv misa, and you killed Reuven, then you don't do anything to Edom zaymimim. Zomam lasais v'loy oso. Kasher zomam v'loy kasher oso. Taisus and Baba Kama says, what's the halacha by momen? If they said that Reuven is chayiv Masayim Zuz, and he paid the Masayim Zuz, and then you were mazim them, what would halacha be there? So let's not go into the lumdus of Taisus, but Taisus says by kasher osa, there'll also be an oinish of kasher zoma. So by hazome, we have a case of chos rachmone. That means like this, he paid Reuven paid Masayim Zuz, And then later, we're going to, no, we were masim those Edom, so we tell Reuven, we're going to take care of those Edom. We'll give them Malkus. We'll give you a front seat. And Reuven says, I'm making you the front seat to watch the Malkus. What's with my Masayim Zuz? I lost Masayim Zuz. So in the case of Kasher Oso, L'chayrem, there is a Londis of Chos Rachmona Amamoine, the Nidin. There you have a case. So Memele, and the Torah wanted to be consistent. So Memele said, the Torah said by Kasher Zomam, you always pay moment. Since in certain cases, by also, there is a reason that you should pay moment, because Chos Rachmona. So the Torah was consistent to everybody. The Mzaimimim, you always pay moment, even though sometimes there's no chos rachmana, but the Torah wanted to be consistent. Okay. Shekein yesh bahen tzad chomo. The next Tosfos. So what did the Gemara say? We heard a ma'atzat. We said that Ula learns out from Chayvel b'chaveira, from Edim Zaymimim, he learns out, Momoine Mishala Milka Leilok, Yevapicha Mala Chayvel Shkechai b'Edborim, Edim Zaymim Yechiech, Mala Edim Zaymim Shenk Ein Ein Tzrich Nasro, is Chayvel b'chaveira Yechiech. Shekain Yesh Bem Tzad Choma, Koshe, Dim Kain, Leinumad Oid Meyatzar Ashove B'Shem Mokim, Dakulu ikla mifrach, oitzat chomo, oitzat kalf, oitachtois, was ist das schreckliche Gemorre. So every tzad ashove doesn't work anymore. That means every tzad ashove works. What's the lomdus of a tzad ashove? I say, I can't learn out from this one because there's this chayma. So I look at the other one, he also says the same aloha, doesn't have this chayma. Oh, but the other one has another chayma, but this doesn't have this chayma. So the lomdus of a tzad ashove is, Eina chumreis geirmeis es hadin, el atzad eshove shebem geirem es hadin. That's the lomdus of atzad eshove. You can't say, chamisha dvorim is the reason why mamoine mishalem. Because eidim zoimim, there's no chamisha dvorim. So chamisha dvorim is not a reason. And leitzorich asro is also not a reason, because mishchevul needs asro. That's the lomdus of a tzad eshove. And all of a sudden, agemor, we have the tzad eshove. The world says, oh, there's a tzad choma. It says this choma, this says this choma. It's a shrek. V'nira l'ri, d'hochi porich hochi. So the Ri says, we have to read in between the lines. We have to add a few words over here. Sheken yesh bem tzad choma mishune. Is a mishune de kechayma, not a poshet techayma, that this is mamish out of bounds. Ki the perik talad mises, where do we see such a pirche? Malat had a shavash behem shekain mishunim, tabidayin, nosi, vecheresh. The Gemara want to learn out what's the din by mekalal oviv. So the Gemara heard the word by a dayin, by a nosi, and there's a cheresh, the leisakalel cheresh. So the Gemara wants to learn that oviv is also the same. So the Gemara says, these three are extremes. A cheresh is an umlo, never, a cheresh. Nosi, Dayan, they're big people, they're not to be Mekalo. So you have a case of extremes, and a biter extreme of an Odom Godlo Miyoid, a Nosi, Dayan, or an Odom Umlo Miyoid. So there it says there's an Einish of you Mekalo them. Mekalo Loviv, it's not that, and it's not that, so he can't learn out. So there the Gemara mentions Mishunim. He can't learn out from Nosi, Dayin, and Cheresh. Shekein Mishunim. So Memele, here also the Gemara means this. Chamisha Dvorim, like you pay Chamisha Dvorim for a Chabole. Shein tzrichin asro avetzad chomo yoysa mishadvom. This is mishunidike chumres. These are chedushim. We don't, we never find such chumres all over. But tzadakal nami avikule yisere. Mechoyvu shutamikloloi. Shemuta lachbel bechaveiro. Gelaat de bechoyvu. Amoyre de kekulen de la. Geen edem zoimimim. Loyosu meise. Avikule yisere. So these are very gringe lavim. So be mele, so these are mishunidike kules, so you can learn out a kule from these two cases, they have mishunidike kules, or you can learn out a chumre, they have mishunidike chumres, period. So be mele, so that's pshat na gemore. So we have to add a word. Shesh bem tzad chomo mishune, or tzad kal mishune, but it's understood, that's how we have to say pshat na gemore. Vafilu leman de yoma akibas svosayim have maise. So Tosha says, now hold on a minute. You're saying that Edom Zoyim is a gewaldike kule loy osu maise. Now that's a debatable statement. This one man de yoma says akibas svosayim have maise. When a person talks, he's also doing a maise. It's not, it's a maise. A megadif, chosmei bekoil, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's a maise. Manik bekoil, you manik kloyim, you call out that you have a sheva chamer and you say they should start going, they scream, they start going, shechayim malkes, that's called the deramaise. So akimas vosav have a maise. Now, if you hold akimas vosav have a maise, so what's the big kula by Edom Zoyimim? They did a maise, it's not aim by maise, they said Edis and Bezn. Hamrinon shani edem zaimimim hoil v'yeshnom beriye. Edem zaimimim, you can't say akima svosav hava maise. Hoil v'yeshnom beriye. So it says on the side over here, ikech yuve bo al yedei horiye shemeidem shero beriye les bo maise. Now this is very unclear. A lot of Rishonim are chilek on Rashi. Rabbi Chanan says he doesn't understand what Rashi is saying. Perhaps just to understand, perhaps this is pshat and Rashi, just to understand a little bit what Taisvis is saying. I think pshat is as follows. Akim is supposed to have a maisa means, let's say, a megadif. A megadif, we say, that means he said something bad and he did it with a maisa, So that's called a maise. That's called a maise. He said a dovorav. Chosmei bekoil, and higu bekoil. He also did say he prevented the behemoth from eating. He made a sheva chamer should go together. He did something. He did it. Not he pushed a button. Pushing a button is also. I mean, he spoke. That's called. He also did a maise. So he did something with akima svoso. So that's called he did a maise. What is the oinish of Edom Zoyimim? What did they do wrong? So we would say, you know what they did wrong? They wanted to kill someone. That means they came to Bezdin, they said, you know, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. So they wanted to kill Reuven. Bezdin passed Reuven as Chayiv Misa. And then we were mazim them. Ooh, I see some like Ashazom Lassis Lochiv. We'll show you. You wanted to kill Reuven, we'll kill you. That's what we would say. That's the Einish of Edom Zaymim. So I'll ask a kasha. What is the din if Edom Zaymim, if Edom came, not Edom Zaymim, they came, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Bezdin paskind, Reuven is chayev misa. And then Shimon walks into Bezdin. So we see klar that Reuven did not kill Shimon, because Shimon. So what's the din? So the Gemara and Malkus speaks about if you give them Malkus al Slaysana, you won't give them Malkus al Slaysana, Mrs. Bezen, but you won't kill them. Now, how do we understand this? If we will say that the Oynish of Edom Zoyim, because they wanted to kill Reuven, they wanted to kill Reuven. What's the chilik? If two Edom said, Imonu Ayisem, or if Shimon comes, Lebedik Ahait, they wanted to kill Reuven. They said a lie. They wanted to kill Reuven with a lie. Here, you don't say. Here, you do say. I mean, it's a more of a kizach. So you see that the oinish of Kasha Zomon is not for wanting to kill Reuven. The oinish of Kasha Zomon is for trying to influence Bezdin that they saw something when they were impossible to see it. That's the oinish of Imono Yisem. That's the Torah was manish. When you want to convince Bezdin that you saw something and you didn't see it, then the Torah gave you an oinish. So the oinish is for trying to convince Bezdin that you saw something. That's not called a maisa. Okay. Maybe it's a little explanation. I don't know. So Memele of Koponim, what did the Ri say? The Ri had a tremendous problem. The Gemara says, Yesh Bem Tzad Chomor, and it doesn't make sense. Chomor is means Chomor Mishune, or the Akula Mishune. Now, we have a similar Gemara, which we don't understand, in Mesech Tesaita. Bepeire Kishen, Yesh Leforish Nami. Now let us just understand for 1 minute what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara has a shaila if a sheni letume can make a shlishi by tume. And now let's just give one hakdomas to understand a little bit what we're talking about. A sheni letume is called tume. A tvul yoim is called Tomei. It says, Avoa Shemesh V'toyer. So I say, till now he's Tomei. A Tvul Yom is called Tomei. A Kli Cheres is called Tomei. Now, a Kli Cheres is Metame Trume, a Kli Cheres and Nitmo. A Tvul Yom is Metame Trume. And the Gemara wants to say, a Sheni should also be Metame Trume. The Gemara has a Psakal V'chayma. Let's not get into the Kal V'chayma. So the Gemara says, we want to make a ma'atzad, a sheni, we should learn how a sheni letumah should be metame truma, a ma'atzad from tvuyoyim and klicheres. The poich gabi tvuyoyim and klicheres, ma letzad ha-shavashvim shekein tzad chomo. Now, what's the tzad chomo of tvuyoyim and klicheres over sheni letumah? So right away we have to say the same thing, that tzad chomo means chomo mishune. The kori tzad chomo mishune. Kli cheres shemetame ba'aviroi. It's metame ba'aviroi. It doesn't even touch the kli cheres. And it's metame something ba'aviroi. This is mishune de kechumre. So you can't learn that from kli cheres. Utvul yoim nami yesh leforish bedoichik. This place is alone as my desire. What's the chumra of utvul yoim? You have to make a meshuna dike chumra. Shekoiri tzad chomo ma shenase ova tume bima. Taisvis lochaira means a tome meis. That he became an ava tume bimaga. By touching something, by touching a meis, a tvul yoim originally was an ava tume. He was a tume meis. Shloi hoya nire sheyiye shum dova ava tume elam kein tume yoitza migufay. I would think an ava tume is only if it's tume yoitza migufay, but a maga should make him an avatume. I would never think such a thing. And we see by a tvul yoim, it could be an avatume by touching a mace. Now, just to explain this a little bit, I think as follows. We have avos hatume. The translation of an avatume, the Mishnah says in Kelim, avos hatume, asheretz, vashich vazera, vatome mace. Now, there's ovis and toldos. So the gematria of ovis is, ovis means a shoyresh shel tume. That's an ov. And a tolde is something what the shoyresh is moiled. So there's avos atume and something that was moiled from the ov.
Aber an Av lechayr is ashayre. So I would say, so it can be an, so if it's a tumme yaitze megufoy, so he's a chavtze shel tumme, he's a metzayre, he's a zov, he's a balkari. So me mele, these cases, so he is a shayrish of tumme. So then he's called an avatumme. A person who was mekabel tumme from a mace? I wouldn't call him an avatumme. He's not a shayrish of tumme, he's a, he received the tumah, and he's also called an ava tumah. Moiradik. So mele, that's a amishunadik, a chumre. So mele, you can't learn out a sheni le tumah, doesn't have any of these two chumres. Void yesh loima, period. One mahalach. So this is like the ri. This mahalach is like the ri, that sat chomos, gematri, a chomo mishune, and there, at vu yoim, and the klicheres ev mishune de kechumres. Vaydi shloima the tzad chomo the hosam. They don't have to learn mishune de kechumres. You can learn that they have both of them have a common chumre, which a sheni l'tume doesn't have. Hayne de klamifros shekain b'minoi ovatume. That each one b'minoi there's an ovatume. Then, hey, the klicheres ain't a nasa of a klicheres can never become an ovatuma, but mikol mokaim, yesh b'mino yavatuma, yoisa mikika, asheni, yesh b'shum kli, shu avatuma could go in kliyeit. That means that a kli can become an avatuma. A tvul yoim can become an avatuma. A sheni, a kikir sheni can never be an avatum. Abu shemoy chon yinas avatum. So memele, so we can say a different pshat in satchomo. We don't have to say they don't have any problems. Satchomo means both of them have a common chumre, what a kikir sheni doesn't have. A keli can be an avatum, a tvulyim can be an avatum, and a kikir can never be an avatum. So there's no problem. Well, Shnei Apirushim and both of these Pshotim and Tzad Chomo Mishune and the other Pshat, Koshel Rashbe, the name of Hosom, if that's your whole problem, Oichol Rishin Yechiyach. So let's put in this Tzad HaShove, we have a Tvul Yoim, we have a Klicheres, which both are Metametrume. Let's say an Oichol Rishin is also Metametrume. She ain't b'mina yavatume. It's not b'mina yavatume. Umetametume afani yovi sheni. So memele. So that an oichel rishin doesn't have this mishunadike chumre of an ov, even though it's not a yetsami gufa. It doesn't have this chumre and it doesn't. Vavol pikin is metametume. V'chiteime ma'ala oichel rishin shekein oisen sheini b'chulin, tfuyayim yechiyach. That doesn't make a sheini b'chulin. V'lekech l'mifchanami hashe shekein mishune, da'ein kam shem shinui. So according to these both pshotim, let's learn out from, let's put into the tzad ha'shove an oichel rishin, and then l'bi shalom al Yisrael. V'nire leforish, so therefore the Rashbu wants to say a new pshat in the Gemara in Seita. Tzad choma dohosom lefishe boin mikoyach av hatume. All these three things originate from an avatume. The tvul yoim, it was once an avatume. Ukli cheres, it's an avatume touched it, asher it's touched it. V'oichel rishin kulam nogu be'avatume. At Vuyayim, let's say, he touched a sheretz, he became a rishin. So all three touched an avatume. Masha'enkein asheni never touched an avatume. Now, to try a little to explain this chayma, that means all three have a common chayma, they all touched an avatume. Perhaps we could say, as follows. The Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kama says, Ovois mechlal de ike teudois. So that means the taitch of an ov is, one is not called an ov if he can't be moiled, if he can't give over tume, he's not called an ov. An ov is only, you only called an ov if you can give over. So it could be like this. if something touched an ov, it gets this koyach of the ov to be moiled to something else. That means an ov, the taich of ov is a moiled. That's the taich of. Ov is McLeod, he could tell this. An ov is a moiled. So could be anything that derived their tumeh from an ov gets this koyach hoilode, that it could be moiled tumeh to something else. Masha'inke nasheini that didn't touch an ov can't be moiled tumeh. That could be that pshat in the pilcha of Tosis. Fine. Okay, so we had over here problems in the Gemara in Saite and problems in our Gemara. Rabbi Netam Meforish, Rabbi Netam says, a new pshat in our Gemara. Nice problem. The Gabi Eidim Zoymimim, what was the tzad chomor? What's the tzad chomor of Chayvu b'chaveiroi, chay b'chamisha dvorim. What's the tzad chomor of Eidim Zoymimim? So we learned tzad chomor is a chveis, you don't need a scho. And a tam meforisht gab Eidim Zoymim shayich tzad chomor, mishim do oisoi tzad chomor, shel chayvu yocheli is b'Eidim Zoymimim. Eidim Zoymimim also a chay b'chamisha dvorim. Im hi idu al echad shechoval b'chaveiroi, Vuhuzmu, the Mishalmim Chamisha Dvorim, Masherotzu Lechayvoy, period. Now, we have to understand that this Rabbi Netam is Shreklich Shver. Rabbi Netam says, you know, what's the Chaymer of Chayvul? It's Chayvah Chamisha Dvorim. You understand that? That's a Chumra, fine. So Taisva says that Eidim Zaymim also have the same Chumra. If they said that someone was Chayvul Bechaveiroi, so they also have to pay chamisha dvorim. Fact, Rabbi Chonon and Kovit Shiurim, please. They don't have a chaim of chamisha dvorim. That means, when they said he was chayv chamisha dvorim, so now we add up, they said he's chayv five things. So lemaise, we add up, the nezek was this, boy, this, because he's chayv $100. So they wanted to mafsid him $100. So they're chayv $100. They're chayv chamisha dvorim. They're chayv $100. So where do you have a chaymer and Eidim Zaymimim? So Rabbi Chonon Amoyre de Kevot, he says, I'll tell you a sod. The oynish of kasher zomam, not the oynish of kasher zomam is for the aveira. They wanted to bury him. They wanted to be mazik him. So we're going to punish them. If that would be the case, you're right. You want him to lose $100, so they'll lose $100. They'll pay him $100. No. The oynish of kasher zomam, that's what the Maral says also, this is a boomerang. What's that, a boomerang? The chiyuv that they put on him goes on them. Napshat is that means they put a chiyuv on him. They put a chiyuv of chamisha dvorim on him. So that chiyuv boomerangs on them. So they have a chiyuv of chamisha dvorim. They're mechuyiv in chamisha dvorim. And chamisha dvorim is a choymer. Not pshat is they wanted to be mafsid them $100. They're chayiv $100. They're chayiv in chamisha dvorim. There's a chiyuv chamisha dvorim on them. So my chamisha dvorim is a choymer. So memela that's so the chiyuv is a chiyuv chamisha dvorim. And Rabbi Chonon says with this we can understand another thing. There's a shaila in the Gemara if Eidim Zoymim in Mamoina or Knosse. So Rabbi Chonon says, I don't understand. How could it be Mamon? They didn't do anything. They said he owes $100 and he never paid $100 and now they have to pay him $100. So that's Mamon. They didn't do anything. So he says, but now it's very good. Because their chiyuv, they take over his chiyuv. Napshat is we're mechayiv them. The oynish of kasher zomam is what the chiyuv that they put on him goes over to them. The way it is. What did they put on him? A chiyuv mamon. That chiyuv is transferred to them. So they have a chiyuv mamon. They have his chiyuv. That is the oynish of kasher zomam. So Memela, so he says, if you tell me that Chamisha Dvorim is a Choymer, they have a Chiyuv of Chamisha Dvorim. I mean, they take over his Chiyuv. Now we're giving them a new Chiyuv. They're taking over his Chiyuv. So Bemela said them Zaymimim also have the Chaimer of Chamisha Dvorim. That's if you learn that the moment is a Chaimer. Bitzada Kal Yesh Leforish, it can love the Bechav Eidim Zaymim, and Bem Koris Ala Lav. Greida, both of them have, it's only a Lav that doesn't have Koris. Enigma mina yuchai v'krisis. V'chein de perikame de makis. The Gemara in Malkis wants to learn out the Yalif m'maitzi shemra v'edim zoymemem the lav shem b'maisa loikin olof. The Gemara want to learn out from these two that a lav shem b'maisa loikin olof. M'maitzi shemra uporich mala tzad ha-shevashem shekein tzad chomo. Now, it's the shreklach, so what's over there the tzad chomo? Maitzi Shemra, so what's the Tzad Chomo? So, Taisva says, Taisva says that, Tub Shotim, Momshad is Shehin Meshunim B'Yoysa, the Baita Eva Meshunim the Kechumre, Edim Zoymim doesn't need Asra, Maitzi Shemra is like Meshalim, Meshunim B'Yoysa, Mered the Kechumre, so you can't learn out from over there that you like an Alav Shein by Mais, because these two have Meshunim the Kechumre, that's according to the Riz Pshat, Yeshlefosh Kochel, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yitzchok, and according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we'll say the same thing, just like Maitzi Shemra is like Meshalim, so if they said someone was a Maitzi Shemra, they're also like Meshalim. So they have the chayma of loike mishalim. Both of them have the same chayma according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Bepeirak, period. Bepeirak keitzet tzoylim, gabi b'moy adoi v'afilu b'tume. The Gemara, it says that kol Pesach is doiche tume. Tomid is doiche tume. The Omar ikosav b'tomid, if it only say by tomid, sheken kolu, it's kolu the todil. The tomid is a chayma, it's doichetume, it's kolor, it's kule kolor. Because of because of the Pesach, sheken kores. Bitavayu, sheke yesh behem tzad chomo. Now we have here a problem. These things are, it's not mishunin, it's not, it's a shreklach. So what's the tzad chomo? So Taisu says, osom yesh shum pirchachite. The lemetzinu lemeil v'matzah. The Gemara means that both of them have a common chumrev lechosha shas laforsha. The Gemara doesn't explain what the chumre is. The Taisus and Psochem explains the chumre is shneim hoye lifnei hadibo. The Talmud was before Matan Torah. Pesach was before Matan Torah. So they're different. So that's why it's doiche. Ubetamut mistale kloimad itzrichi. So memele. So that Gemara is bechlal an andere Gemara that is a common chaimer that both of them have.